It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Some impactful ag technologies may actually not be built for the farm level. All along the agricultural value chain, there are opportunities for innovation. What crops we grow, for example, are driven by what foods people want to eat, which in large part is attributed to what tastes good. And that's why startup company Aromix wants to digitize taste in order to help bring better foods to the market more efficiently, says CEO Josh Silverman.
So there's 30,000 new food and beverage products brought into the marketplace around the world every year. On average, it's 2 to 3 years, a couple million dollars of R&D that goes along with that. But on average, there's only about a 20% success rate. So 80% of those 30,000 products every year are not on the shelves a year later. So we can help the companies design these products, but then we can also help them target and market. How do you communicate and show them, you know, with a science-based approach, right? Not just a marketing line of, hey, you know, this plant-based product tastes great. It's no, it tastes great for X, Y, and Z reasons. And we think, you know, based on what we know about you as a consumer, these are the things that will resonate with you to really drive and increase that, take that 20% success rate and drive it up to something that's a little bit better, hopefully.
Silverman hopes this technology will be applied to everything from new products coming to the market to new varieties of produce. With the Ag Information Network, this is Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.